Good morning. Welcome back.
Hey there.
Good morning, everybody.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
This is the Rehoboth Social New Music Edition podcast. I am Tom Arquino. To my right,
Dion Lamb.
To his right, Trey Krause.
And over the Zoom, it's Jordan Gum.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing on this fine Thursday?
Other than cold, not too bad.
a little chilly today.
Well, it definitely could have been worse, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that rain last night was special.
Yeah.
That was a flutter.
That's the most standing water I've seen anywhere.
Yeah, that was different. I don't know how Dewey did, but I'm sure they were saturated.
And then my doors were frozen shut this morning.
Oh wow.
All right. Well, listen, it is Thursday. It is our new music edition podcast. And that's why we're here. So who wants to start? I will.
Go ahead.
So I was a little confused. I apologize. I was a little confused on the format. What I gathered is we were bringing a couple new bands, and then one of the bands that was a regular song and a Christmas song. Is that correct?
Close enough.
Yeah.
What was it?
The silence.
It was one Christmas song and one regular song from each band. So.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I screwed up.
That's all good.
It makes it more fun.
You have a Christmas song, so that's still good. So.
Yeah, no, I had one. I just didn't have one from the other one. The other band I chose was a little bit of a stretch, but we'll go with it. So my first band was John Legend. And just a fun little quick, I don't know if it's a fun story, but my wife and I like watching The Voice. Whether that's cheesy, I don't know. But the other night, John Legend performed this song, which is... where's my playlist?
Which one do you want? The Christmas one or the other one? Away is Wild or Christmas
Wild.
Time is Wild.
So okay. He performed that song Wild the other night. It was so good. I'd never heard it and got pretty excited about it. And then I have played the album since. Just a great album. I don't know if you guys like John Legend, but you know, he's great. He's just always good. So this is.
Well, he was at the original Firefly, and that's the reason why I went to Firefly in 2012 was to see John Legend because he will be my husband one day.
There it is.
We have a Twitter beef. Where's Chrissy?
I couldn't even imagine. I would never. She would drag me through the streets.
All right, here's Wild. So.
Just bought a new car, one where the top goes down so we can see the stars. I wanna take you so far, out past the Saturn rings and into my heart. I wanna drive you.
Is that a timpani drum in that section with the triple?
Well, they performed it live the other night on The Voice, and it's just a big, like, couple floor toms to do with people. But this is a great song. It performed live, it was really cool because, you know, the drumming, the guy standing up, you know, he was kind of highlighted off to the left by his side. It was just a great performance, and he captures a presence when he performs.
Yeah, no, he's a hell of an entertainer.
Yeah, he is fantastic.
I really do like that song. I had not heard it, so.
Oh, I stumped.
Same. Is this like a new album, or is this just a new single?
No, it's a new album.
New album, so.
What?
And he performed that single. I don't know if that's a new single being released, but he definitely performed it the other night on The Voice. It was amazing. We were like, my jaw was like, oh my god, what a great song. For both the performance
and it seems
and
like
the song.
It would be a fantastic live song, you know.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Well, a great live feel to it, you
well,
know.
And to be honest, I put this on last night. I was making dinner and I just played this album, and it's a great album. I mean, you know, it's an easy listen for me. We could sit and listen and chat listening to it. Not that that's important, but it was just a great entertaining album. So check it out.
All right.
Absolutely.
That was a home run for you, Tommy. Stumped Dion. And you got Jordan like all fired up.
Yeah. I'm a little excited about my other pick too.
Let's play the Christmas song from John Legend while we're here.
And this is nothing new from John. This is just traditional Christmas John Legend.
Traditional Christmas, John.
Big band style.
Oh, yeah. I love it already.
Christmas time.
It's a shame he can't sing.
Poor bastard.
I mean,
happiness and cheer, yeah.
I love how that's, you know, it kind of captures both. It's traditional and has all the traditional trappings, yeah, but is a more modern sound. It's, you know, it's nice. I mean, because I am not the giantest Christmas music fan. So it's always good for me to find things that are, that help bridge the gap for me. So
yeah.
See, I was hoping you guys would bring some Christmas extra for me.
Yeah.
Because I was telling Tom earlier while we're waiting to start up, this is day 21 of 8 hours of solid carols.
God, I might have to do damage to myself.
And I got seven more days to go, not that I'm counting.
Right.
But I always try and find new stuff, and actually, that's a great, I haven't not heard that.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, when Mariah Carey came out with Christmas music back in, whatever,
right,
20 years ago, it became the new standard. Now this is, I'm not saying it's replacing Mariah, but this is, you know, I can stand this better than I can have Bing Crosby ringing through my house. Mm. No offense.
Yeah. Bing. No offense, Bing.
No offense, Bing.
All the big Bing Crosby fans like come and tag you.
Yeah. I'm done.
Like, how dare you?
So should we do like a band and then like a regular song and then the Christmas song and follow that?
I'll go
next.
Sure.
We'll throw a little reggae into this.
Okay.
So bring a little sunshine to this gray day. So it's Shaggy. The Christmas song is two other guys, but
I love Shaggy.
He's from Kingston, Jamaica. He's I guess started playing in 95, so he's not a Wailers or Marley
military man
contemporary. But the first song, do you have this one, mm-hmm, Dion? Don't Make Me Wait is probably one of his better songs that he's done.
Is this from that album back then in the 90s?
95. No.
This one's newer, right? With this
song. Oh, that I don't know.
I think this was newer. This was like 4 or 5 years ago, maybe.
Where's the sun?
Yeah.
Don't make me wait.
Love Shaggy.
Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. True love, true love, true love you. Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. True love, true love, true love you. It didn't take me long to fall in love with your mind. I don't want to even mention the way your body perfectly designed. So fine. And judging from your outlook on life, I knew this would be more than just one night. But now I'm ready for the next level, and you're telling me you need more time.
No. Sadly, we are not allowed to travel and go somewhere warm.
Right.
So, someday again, I will be out of this town.
He's got a pretty distinct voice as well.
It's funny,
John Legend, and then they're not in the same boat, but
right,
they both have got very
he's got
smooth.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's got a great
voice. No need for auto-tune there. So.
No.
I've always been a big reggae fan.
Same.
Kind of reggae and ska go hand.
We can go ahead and go do that genre one time. I'll be all about it. So.
Oh, that'll be
there. We go. I'm in.
I'm here for it.
So the reason I picked them primarily is because of, one, new music. So Shaggy Ding Dong, love him. He's from Kingston, too. And then Ne-Yo, who is from Arkansas.
Neo.
Neo?
Neo, come on. Obviously, we're in around in 2006 was so sick, because that was the song of the middle school.
And there's his Holiday in Jamaica, and it was just released November 20th. Mm. So with that, so I'm always, like I said, I'm always looking for new holiday music, because I just can only take Burl Ives so many times, and Even Mariah Carey.
I've got a mini playlist I'll send you too.
So. Oh, I'd love it. Yeah. I'd love it. So here we go. Holiday in Jamaica, Mon.
Mon.
It's a holiday. Ding dong. Greetings.
Sipping my tie with the road every night, paper light bright. Make a flex, not me ride. I can be your tour guide. Jamaica Christmas, everything nice. Fried chicken, curry, gravy.
I could see my in-laws having a heart attack if I had to do the Christmas.
Can thing. You imagine?
I might just do it just for fun, but yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not sure that's Christmas.
Set the table for Christmas dinner.
Christmas everywhere, yeah, so exactly. This is how they do it, I guess, in Jamaica, man.
Nice.
It's better
nice.
Than what I'm playing that. In the salon, which is currently Pearl Jam. No Christmas music, so it's definitely...
Oh, I didn't check to see if there was a Pearl Jam. Christmas
song. I almost when I tried to tie it, when I found out we had to tie it to the band, the new music, I was like, okay, because I was thinking about that, but then I was kind of glad I didn't. Yeah. I'm over that. Not over it, but I'm glad I found something else.
Absolutely, we are too.
hey,
no,
hey,
John, hey, you introduced us.
Hey, Nayo,
well,
Nayo,
Nayo.
Take it easy.
All right, Jordan,
what
do you got?
Do the best I can.
So we're starting with a non-Christmas song. Is that correct?
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
Fantastic. Let's do. So I discovered this new guy. I'm gonna hopefully pronounce this correctly. Sufjan Stevens, and he's like this really interesting, like singer, songwriter, instrumentalist. Very, you know. Like electronica. Very interesting. So I found his weird Christmas song first. We're going to obviously backtrack a little bit. So this song is called Video Games, and it's off his latest album, which is called The Ascension, which just came out back in like September. What's really interesting about this is that the first line, are you guys like John Bellion fans?
Mm-hmm. I am, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so like his latest mm-hmm. album,
John
Glory
Bellion.
Sound Prep?
What's that?
Like... you know, Glory Sound Prep, the album they released last November. Anyway, the song reminds me so much of John Bellion. So, Dan, I would love to hear, like, obviously your input as well. But yeah, this is Video Games.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Song references in the first 30 seconds.
Well, yeah. Well, that was like because I was like listening
Redeemer
to
and Personal Jesus. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I was listening to like on the first pass. I was like, "What is this song?" And I was like, "Oh my God, this is Conversations with My Wife by John Bellion, 100%."
Right.
And it just kind of blew my mind. But yeah, it's like, you know, if you're into this synthy sound, it's obviously a good listen.
Yeah, I'll let Trey hop in a second. He has something on this too. But like when you sent this over, I peeked my head in real quick to the music catalog, and I know there's a song by him that I've listened to kind of multiple times because the name was unique and kind of unusual. But that catalog is ginormous. Like, I couldn't find it. There's like, I mean, there must be 120 songs that he has, you know, in that list. So it was like, so yeah, it's produced a lot, obviously. So,
But yeah, well, even like I think for his Christmas, like in 2012, he released this well, it was a multi-collection EP. It had 58 Christmas songs across like 5 EPs, and that was just for a Christmas aesthetic.
Right. Right.
Wow. Yeah, so I actually played him, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, that same song. And what I realized is that he's Cat Stevens' son. Because if you go, Cat Stevens has his second Yusuf.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, that's
his new name.
Yeah, his new name.
So he's out of London, right? This guy.
I want to hunt. I think he's from Detroit. Maybe. Was Wikipedia, so I don't know. Take it with a grain of salt.
Exactly. So anyway, I could be wrong.
But I thought that sounded right. I felt like I had heard that before.
Yeah.
So
yeah, anyway, I was doing some
great music, and he's very talented. Incredible.
Sounded good.
Yeah, it's interesting. I like it. I only found him when I was just looking for some new interesting like Christmas music, and this is one. So the Christmas song is pretty quirky. It's called Christmas Unicorn. Yeah. So it's
my daughter would love this song.
Yeah, it's about a unicorn, a beard, and a pagan tree.
Here we go.
Maybe not.
I think probably.
She loves everything. In a uniform made of gold. With a billy goat beard and a sorcerer's shield and a mistletoe on my nose. Oh, I'm a Christian holiday. I'm a symbol.
That's such a weird 60s psychedelic vibe.
Exactly what I was thinking. Exactly. It's like I'm here to go on this journey. And a bow tie on my chin. Oh, I'm a pagan heresy. So Trey, you said to bring offbeat holiday music, and I was just trying to deliver.
You got it.
That's
you
it.
Got it.
I love it.
That song actually goes on forever. So.
Oh, for sure. I think I only listened to it like once all the way through, and I was like, ugh. But yeah, if you're trying to go on like a little trip.
It's no John Legend.
No, it is not.
Definitely a unicorn song.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, that's right.
But I got to go back. He's not Cat Stevens' son. I don't know where I got that from.
I was like,
I thought I had heard that.
It was a big mistake changing, going from Cat Stevens to whatever he changed. Right, yeah. It was a real career damper. But anyway, yeah.
All right.
But I love that song. Thanks, Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
Jordan. I think this show is more of how to uplift a retailer.
Right. That's right. Picking up Trey here.
Helping Trey.
Yeah,
it's
right.
The subtitle of the show.
I'm not. Well, I don't.
I'm
you
hopeful
anymore.
That my two Christmas songs will pick up Trey. So.
Oh,
but,
me. Yeah. There you go.
So I will piggyback on Trey's dichotomy of the two songs, with the warm weather song. Is that this first song from Circa Waves is definitely a summer song. And it's actually probably the first song that I ever heard from
them. This is yours?
Yeah, this is mine. Yep. Okay. So Circa Waves, first song is T-Shirt Weather, so, which
Circa
it
Wave.
Is definitely not today. So.
Well, if you're not very tough.
Yeah, exactly.
I can handle it.
Drag him.
That's it. Yeah, that's T-Shirt Weather. So
it's fun.
Fun summer
have
song.
Have they been around a lot? Or,
I think it probably 5 or 6 years. I mean, I probably heard that song 4 years ago, something like that. So they've got a decent amount. It's not all. I mean, you got to pick and choose. I feel like it's, but there's definitely a couple of good songs. So
I could see you driving down.
Yeah.
Route 1.
Yeah. Easy, easy summer mix song.
T-shirt weather.
I'm going to play it today, like laying away there with the headphones on, pretending that it is summer. Yeah, that's
right. put a heat lamp on your face.
Play it in March. I'll be ready for that in March. I'm ready for no t-shirt weather right now.
Yeah.
I cannot relate to what you're saying, Tom.
No, me either. I would be shorts all year if
like
I could.
You don't like winter at all?
I like it for about outside. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. I'm not really outside much. I'm mostly in the office.
But what's your problem?
I'm a baby. I don't like the cold. So.
Oh my God.
I'm all about like snow on Christmas morning, and then December 26th, it can be 75 degrees again. I'm very happy.
Oh my God, it'd be awful.
So here's their Christmas song. It's called. I'm actually gonna give me a second. I'm gonna talk and pause this real so I can move it forward a little bit. So.
Did anybody pick the choice that they made based on the availability of Christmas music?
Can you rephrase?
Yes.
Like, did anybody pick was there anybody's choice? Because, like, my first choice, I didn't really have a lot of Christmas music. That's when, you know, John Legend was great because he had a new music and some Christmas music. Was there anybody that had, like, picked something that didn't have something for Christmas so they had to not use it for this show?
Oh no, I kind of went on the Christmas search first.
And that's okay. Yeah. So that was my question. Was a lot of this based on Christmas music?
I definitely was trying to find like quirky Christmas music, even though I do have some non-Christmas. I think actually I sent some over to Trey for his top five for tomorrow, but
nice.
But that's for another time.
So this song, that playlist I'm gonna send you is like kind of more alt pop. Bands.
Surprise!
Yeah, I know. Who go figure, right? So,
but
this was the one that jumped off that list to me the most. And I don't know. It's not tremendous. There's nothing amazing vocally or musically. It just got
don't
a really good.
That. It could be amazing.
It just got
you
a really
might be
good. It's got
it
all the Christmas
times.
Feels, man. It's got all the Christmas feels here. So, all right, here we go. It's called
Same
Miss Christmas. Yeah, Circa Waves. Okay. Yeah.
I just love when there's a Christmas song that is new,
right?
You know, and they're actually like putting themselves out there with, let me try a new Christmas song. It's got to be daunting to like try and top all the ones before, but I react to ones that I've never heard before or that some of these other people haven't sung. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, and I think it's, I mean, it's got to be hard to do the formula of a Christmas song, you know what I mean? Like I felt like that song had enough background music that was in the Christmas formula, but still was, you know, still was made it their own. That's got to be a really tough task. So
absolutely,
it was good.
Yeah,
so. Big drums.
Yeah, we like that.
Big drums with that song. Big
I like
drums
that little surprise,
song.
That little thump.
Yeah,
that was
good sound.
It'll wake Grandpa up after his
post dinner like coma.
Just gotta mix them in. You just gotta sprinkle them in with the traditional songs. So. All right, Tom.
All right, so my next band is it's called Mojo Hand, and the song I want to play, the first song, have you heard of them?
No, I like the name though.
Okay, well, it's actually kind of a common name. In fact, I had a little trouble finding these guys. I did a podcast with a small business down in Rehoboth yesterday, Electric Fish Lights, and these guys, it was a husband, well, fiance and prepared to get married, I guess. But they were really, they're like, oh, we love this band, Mojo Hand. And I was like, all right. Young band out of New Jersey. I think it's Monmouth, New Jersey. Is that what it was? And the funny thing is, it's so Mojo Hand is a, Actually, let's play the song first, and then I'll read what I'll give a little description. But the first one I think is, was it Devil's Hand or something?
Losing Hand, yeah.
Yeah, Losing Hand. And then, so if you want to actually at some point go to 157 in the song, there's some cool organ keyboard stuff that goes on, but this is Losing Hand.
Do you want me to start down there?
No, start from the beginning. Okay. I think so. This is kind of a jam band.
Yep. Organ.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's great.
Definitely a unique instrumental mix of pieces.
It's almost like a mini jam band.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, it gives you a little jam in there, but it doesn't. I mean, I think that's a
right.
4-minute song. They do that with quite. So the funny thing about this band is, so every song. Like, if you look at their list of songs, and they don't have a big one, but it's like Easy Daisy, less than 1,000 downloads.
Right.
Losing
right.
Hand, less than 1,000 right. downloads. You know, and in the way things are today, you know, my kids are like, they check a band, oh, they got 50 million downloads, so oh, that's a good band.
Right,
and I was like, so
right.
immediately I started looking at this,
yeah.
less than 1,000, less than 1,000, not very many. And the kind of the fun part about this band is that, so Mojohan is a Monmouth County, New Jersey-based band whose modern like on cosmic American music blends, which I've never heard that term, the folk, the country blues, and the improvisation infused rock and roll of the late 60s and early 70s with the neo-psychedelic sounds of today. The band is comprised of Elijah Klein, 19.
Wow.
Vocals, Ian
wow.
Dorsey, 21. Keyboards and vocals, John DiNardo, 19. And on bass, and Jasper Mimic, 19 on drums. So
that's crazy.
These guys
they
are
sound
kids.
A lot older.
Yeah.
And the sound of this album to me is, I mean, and I talked about it like last week when I said, you know, the new Mumford & Sons, an amazing album.
Right.
Poorly produced as far as I'm concerned. The sound, it's just off enough where I'm like, I'm done. These guys, I listened to this last night. I'm like, this sounds so rich and full. This was clearly not recorded in their living room.
Right.
Which a lot of young bands, which is fine,
sure.
get away with today, like an AJR and stuff like that. But I just thought it was a great sound. And then that at 157, when he comes up with that keyboard, is it a B9? I don't know what
yeah.
that. But it had a great, rich sound. So fun kind of, I'm not a big jam band guy. Like, I've never been a fan of Fish or
right,
the Grateful
same.
Dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But because sometimes it gets a little lengthy, right?
Right.
But this has, it has a nice jam band part in the middle, but it's not so long that you're like, you
yeah.
know,
can we move on?
I'm out.
Right, yeah.
I got it.
Well, I think
yeah.
when you add those like that church organ, those keys in there in the middle, it gives it a fresh layer. So it doesn't feel like you're in this space for 20 minutes. It's like, oh, okay, something new, like scratch the brain itch kind of situation.
Well, and that song, the actual song, you know, we, I'm sorry, I you were breaking up. Were you, I'm sorry. Were
oh,
you saying
oh
sorry?
It's okay.
All right. I'm sorry. It was breaking up a little bit. What I was going to say though was that, that's this song, it has a great cadence to the song and then goes into that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some high parts where he uses the upper registry of his voice. That's also nice as well that we didn't hear because I had you fast forward. But it's a great song. I mean,
yeah.
I actually thought that maybe you might enjoy this kind of band.
I really, really like the bass line a lot. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, go figure, the bass player likes the bass line. So, so yeah.
On brand.
But yeah, it was a little bit of a faster tempo than the rest of the song, mm-hmm. so I really kind of dug the way that was mixed in there. So Wasn't sure how I felt about the slide guitar in there, but the rest of it, I really, really did like the sound for sure.
So. Well, let's listen to the other one. I think it's Wild One. Is that what I put in there?
Does the slide guitar make it the jam?
It was a little too country. It took it to the country lane a little bit.
It has a southern sound. Yeah,
this too.
This song, less than 1,000 downloads.
Now from Gainesville, we have...
Settle down, wild one.
Interesting.
And don't worry, your time ain't done.
This 19 to 21. Something. That's great.
That's
getting to see this whole world through.
His tone, it sounds so old.
And you let me stand.
It's almost a little bit like the James game.
Take me home, Curtis Blow.
I get a little Rolling Stones in this, right? That one.
Yeah, no, that James Gang song is definitely what I was thinking of. So, yeah.
You can send me flowers and stuff.
Yeah, I can see him like busking on the side of like Route 66, like trying to get gas for music.
In some broken down van. So.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
I'm always a fan of the story. And when I met the people yesterday and they shared the story of this band that they're really into, I became interested. And I've been listening, and actually I listened to this morning through the house this morning. So I'm actually, this may be something that I will continue to listen to. I really, really enjoy it. It's got a nice cadence to it as well. So they're from New Jersey.
Well, it's cool
they're
to catch
somewhat
bands
locally.
Like right, right in the beginning too.
Yeah.
But less than 1,000 downloads. I'm like,
yeah, you're out in the front, man. You're vanguard.
Come on,
trailblazer.
My shield. Fun. It'd be interesting to see if these guys start showing up on like festival lineups.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, they could easily get the local invite to Firefly. Like, I could totally see that. So.
I'd invite them to our podcast.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. They're welcome to come. So maybe they could do a little live hit for us. That would be awesome to do. So
do we tag all these bands, Jordan?
I started doing it on my Twitter feed, but
okay.
Yeah, how I've been kind of trying to do, and I've been sending this around, even though I've been pretty poor on myself from posting, is trying to like just pick one band from the week. And so I actually already like I take notes, so it makes it easier when I'm doing this back. But I was already like trying to pin them as like the artists of the week, so we can like tag them and give them a little shout out on things like that.
Yeah, I posted last week's group and highlighted everybody I could find that was on Twitter.
We probably need to tag everybody.
Did you get a response?
I did get a couple. Yeah, a couple of I think Iron Tom's band followed. You know, there's like their street. What do they call it? The
street team.
Street team. Yes, that's it. You know, liked it and responded back, and somebody else did as well.
That's kind of cool when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's fun.
I remember at Firefly, I posted some video of the record company and on my Instagram, and the guy, I tagged him, and he's like wrote all this stuff. And
yeah,
he's like, oh, I appreciate it, man. I was like, oh my god. Talking to a band.
As toxic as Twitter can be, that is what's amazing about Twitter. Like, you can have interaction with, like, you know, people that you would never meet, never get to talk to in a positive way, you know? So it's the only reason I stay on there, to be honest.
No, but honestly, like, back
a lot of
like
toxicity
early...
to it, so...
Yeah, back in early AJR days, I met a lot of AJR fans and like joined their street team and all that, all because of Twitter. And I still like, we used to like follow each other and all that good stuff. And
yeah.
Fun.
Good stuff.
All right, Trey, you're up.
Detroit seems to be the town of city of choice. So this band, I picked them for the Christmas song.
Oh,
so, not necessarily.
It had nothing to do with their punk roots.
Does this have? Do we
or
have
is this a different band?
Are we doing another Christmas song?
Yeah.
Oh, I screwed up.
All
right.
I think all mine kind of fell into that ska punk thing.
Okay.
It was just coincidence.
Just coincidence.
It was. I swear. This band is called We Are the Union, and we're going to get to the one. The reason I picked it, the Christmas song is called I'm Working Retail for Christmas.
A little too close to home for Trey. So.
But this song is called Your Way, Your Time. And they've been around for like 15 years or so. So.
All right, here we go.
I haven't really spent much time studying them. little horns.
Yeah.
Yeah, the horns are cool.
That's actually growing on me. That actually grew on me. Yeah. There, the first I was like, yeah. But yeah, no, I like that.
It was good. Uh-huh. I like that guitar.
It's a lot. I mean, I've that music to me just brings so much fond memories, as well as I just like the injection. You know, I think my life, I need music to uplift me, particularly during this time of
during these
challenges.
Times.
Yeah, yeah, no question about it. So as, not only that, but also as I'm 3 week, 21 days into Christmas,
Christmas,
I love this
music. Yeah,
I'm working retail for Christmas.
All right, this is We Are the Union.
It's my anthem.
I love it. It reminds me a lot of like early to like 2000s, like that whole like punk scene.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, make up a Christmas song. Don't just do New Christmas.
It's like a little No Doubt.
But they're still using the Christmas sound of it, you know? So.
I work in retail for Christmas. Kids screaming, parents get mad. I work in retail for Christmas. Suddenly, hell don't seem so bad. Camp outside storefronts for weeks. Gotta buy cool new things. Time to replace last year's TV.
I like
gotta
it.
Buy cool new things. Shopping cart slams into me. No time for apologies. I'm a person with feelings. Dude, just say excuse me.
That's a great song. That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
It's like Blink 182.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was thinking. Yeah. So.
And I can't play it. I would love to play it in the store, but that's just like going to be a no-no.
You?
Because everybody has a comment.
It's your store. Don't
forget. Yeah, hardly. Hardly. Yeah, we had to deal with someone yesterday who didn't like the way we looked at them.
Oh, lovely.
Came
that's why I don't own a store.
Yeah.
Like that.
I did my time.
Bye-bye.
I'm so oddly matched for what I do. I'm better up in the office than I am at the front line, but here I am. So anyway, that was fun. I appreciate it.
Super fun. So, all right, so Trey had a lot, so I'm gonna let you pick one more, Trey. So,
I think Jordan will like this one. Actually, she'll like the next two.
Oh, wow.
I'm very excited.
You doing?
Should I do the
Alex Lay?
Well, because that's a Ramon, that's a Ramon song.
Is the 303 a Christmas song?
Yeah, there is.
Because I haven't listened to 303 since literally I was 12 years old and I forgot all about them. And I love him.
But so, Jordan, Alex and Lights, I think you might.
Yeah, like Alex Lay, he's awesome. So you.
It sounds familiar to me. I can't think of why.
Swearing that you made a mistake.
Is this the regular song?
This is the Christmas song, Kistletoe.
Yeah, I like this song.
It's just you and me now, and a couple of our hometown friends. I ain't here to see them. Tis the fucking season.
Well, that's why it's not on my playlist.
It's got the Big E.
It's a little bit more like mainstream than I remember them sound. Him, them, I forget now. Sounding back in the day.
Yeah. Well, this is just released, right, Trey? This Kistletoe, isn't it brand new? So yeah.
Yeah, everything I picked was done before October 30th. Mm. Or after October 30th.
Yeah.
You got like time for like a minute of one of these others?
Sure.
Yeah, let's
do
it.
Well, you like Alex, so let's do that one. So this is a cover of a Ramon song.
Mm. I didn't know that.
Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. Mm. Which is an okay Christmas song unto itself, as the Ramones, but
Merry
she slows
Christmas,
it down a little.
I don't want to fight tonight.
I faked you out, Jordan.
Love it.
So if you hear the Ramones song and then you hear this, you can see that she's definitely stayed away from sounding exactly. And that's
right.
When they're covering either the carols or someone else's, they tend to be so close to it.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, you're just dealing with like the Offspring. I forget who they did Christmas Baby Please Come Home. I forget that's a cover too. But, you know, it just sounded like the normal song. So what I like is when someone takes the song and changes it up to their style.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I listened to Light's version of Deck the Halls, and at the very end, if you guys don't mind indulging Trey here for a second, I'll the very end.
I do this for
like,
you.
Like she it's just such a cool. I don't know. It's just a really cool finish to the song. It's not. I'm gonna get out there. So.
So Light, she's from Canada.
Canada, yeah. I always felt like she was somebody I should like more than I do, so.
Sing rejoice all together.
Like grandson almost.
Yeah, just.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
That's just such a cool finish to that. I really dug that. Sorry, nerd out for a second on the music. So.
No, don't apologize for that. No.
So, all right, what you got?
All right, Jordan.
Well, my next one's a little known artist. Her name is Lady Gaga. You might have heard of her.
Lady Gaga.
I didn't realize she had this I mean, of course, I've listened to like the Tony Bennett collaboration, like Christmas songs, like, because that's usually, to be honest, if I'm listening to like Christmas music, it's more of the traditional, you know, I do listen to like the Bing Crosby and the Frank Sinatra without any shame. But this one is called Christmas Tree, and I'm just going to let it speak for itself.
I mean, I'm just going to sit here shaking my head. So. What she's referencing.
Yeah, so it's exactly. She's very obscure and vague about it. Yeah, this one did me, and I think I was crying laughing so hard.
Yeah, I was laughing pretty hard when I saw that. I was like, oh my god. So
yeah, very early Lady Gaga. You know, you gotta start the career somehow.
Oh, was that early?
Yeah, this is like 2008.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super fun.
But
we'll give her a pass on that one again.
And particularly because she came out with her latest album, Chromatica, back in the end of May. And to be honest, I'm not like a huge Lady Gaga fan, but I feel like I usually hear more about her when she has something out on the radio. I didn't even realize that she had released a new album. Maybe because of the pandemic, I don't know. But
I don't think it's very good.
Ooh, hot take. I would come
well, and I'm like you, so my wife and I both love Lady Gaga. We actually went and saw her up in Philly on the last tour. She's fantastic. This album came out and was really nothing. And so I went and listened to it. I mean, it's Lady Gaga, but it is, it's not like her last album was really good. I think it was a Jane.
See, because yeah, I wasn't like super vibing with it, but I just thought it was because I don't really, it's not really my sound. So it's interesting to hear from like a truly like
her,
Gaga fan.
Did you like her last album before this one, or you didn't like that one as much either?
I mean, if it came, if I was driving, because like my car doesn't like, I can only listen to the radio. I can't like put my phone in my car. So if I'm like listening to the radio and a Lady Gaga song comes on, I'm not usually going to turn it off. But you're never going to find me like on Spotify. Be like, oh yes, let's listen to Lady Gaga.
She's not going to put her foot down on this one, is she? Sure. Do you like her or not? Let me just tell you, if I was dying, and it was the last thing I could listen to, I wouldn't turn it off. Well, I don't know.
I am a selected I'm a selected singles fan of Lady Gaga. Like I there are singles that I like that so.
Well, she always has a song like that that makes you takes you out of the
I think with her it's a dual package of the visual along with the music. For me, it's like I think that, you know, her performance, her presence makes sometimes the music
carries it a little further.
Well, and like I said, we went and saw her up in Philly on her last tour. Best show I've ever seen.
Yeah, I've heard she's amazing.
I mean, she utilized the whole place. I mean, there were bridges coming out of the ceiling, things popping up. It was amazing. We didn't have great seats, but by the end of the night, we had a great spot.
Right.
So, you know, I love Lady Gaga. She's awesome.
All right, Jordan. What?
Love her.
You ready?
So this is called A Stupid Love, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Stupid love for her.
I was really hoping the chorus would be super jamming, so.
Yeah, it's.
I think that's kind of what I was saying. It's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I mean, in industry terms, she's doing something right, because she's nominated for, like, a Grammy for Album of the Year. So, or, sorry, maybe not Album of the Year. Maybe it's Pop Album of the Year.
Right.
Pop Vocal Album of the Year.
Well, there was, you know, and
it
keeps
splitting.
It is an interesting time. I know that the album her last album had some pretty big hits on it. I just haven't heard any that have rung out this on this one. So,
all right. So I'm trying to impress Trey now. So trying to give a little bit of early No Doubt punk vibe here. So this is The Regrets. I changed the song that I had on the list to this one for Trey. It's called California Friends, and then we'll play their holiday song. So.
Love The Regrets.
Will you come a little closer?
Closer.
I've got something to show you. Look at my friend in California. She really likes the freckles on my face. Will you come and hold my hand now?
If you ever get a chance to see these guys live, do so. They are so much fun. So.
Well, were we supposed to?
We were supposed to. Yes, they were supposed to come back. So. So that's California Friends by The Regrets. So,
sounds good.
Yeah, it's super fun.
I thought you turned it off. I was like, oh. But it was just a pause.
Just a pause. Like, oh. Yeah. So this song is their Christmas-ish song. It's called Holiday-ish. It's The Regrets and somebody named Dylan Minaret, I think. So it's a cool vibe. So. It's Minette, not Minaret.
Minette.
When it's sunny out in mid-December,
you're giving me a holiday in any weather.
I'll bake some cookies
when you sing me, you can play this in the store.
And we can make an angel in a grassy lawn. And the snow won't fall. And the fire's too hot. And when my family calls, will I pick up or not?
That's it. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
we need to have.
I like
we need to make a Christmas
verse.
Playlist that Trey can play in his store.
Yeah, that's right.
Who can create the best Christmas playlist for
Trey,
Trey to
Trey
play
in
the store?
That's right. That's not everything he's already heard 12 times.
28 times.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's the challenge. It's like, all right, I'm going to play this, and then it's like, all right, can I play it again today? Can I play it again, you know, tomorrow?
That's why I gave up on Christmas. I play zero. You wouldn't know it was Christmas in my store at all.
Yeah.
I would if I could.
You can and you will. Don't forget that.
Official decree.
You can have a Christmas-free zone for like 2 hours or something.
I got a mandate now. Yeah. I'm ready.
My Christmas is now one little mini tree on a fireplace in the salon. That's it.
You'll probably play some Christmas Eve, right?
Nope.
From like, nope, not even.
Nothing.
Well,
last
hour.
Maybe if we come up with a cool Christmas list, I
might.
Yeah.
You might. We might.
I'm gonna work on it over the weekend.
Ourselves.
So,
that's what I was kind of hoping. It would be fun to, like, kind of turn ourselves around.
I lost my excitement for Christmas when I had to start paying for it. I fell out of love. I said, "Oh,
that's too funny."
All right. So, where are we at? Are we?
I think that's all.
Did everybody get there?
Trey's got a couple more, but yeah, I think we're good. So, is there anyone that you really wanted to hit there, Trey, before we wrap up? So,
yeah, well, I want to hear what you guys have to say about the Blossoms. With "It's Gonna Be a Cold Winter."
All right. Here we go.
They're out of England.
Mm-hmm. They were supposed to be the next big thing. Didn't really quite materialize. So.
Really?
And this was just
didn't quite blossom.
Yeah, good one.
I hate it too.
Let's get this Christmas over with. How I miss the summer wind. Let's get the tinsel in, mistletoe so we can kiss. Maybe I've no business here, I'm sick of sweaters every year. Hide beneath the snow, 'tis the season I shall know. So you'll find me by the fire with your sister, 'cause it's gonna be a cold, cold winter. There'll be no rejoicing at this rate. Where's the end of this solitary?
I like this.
As the needles drop, is there a present you forgot? I need a gift to give to you. I found a pricey pair of shoes. If you don't like them, then it's sweet. I kept told
of you. You awesome. Know Saint Motel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that song reminds me of. It's got definitely got a Saint Motel vibe to it. So
definitely. So. I got a smile.
Are we making so this playlist that we have? Are we posting it somewhere that people can find it?
I send it to you guys, and you guys can all post the link. It's a public link, and then. But I usually go back.
I share it on mine.
I usually go back after this releases and listen to the podcast again, and then insert any songs that we talked about as well. So,
okay. So. All right. Well, we need to figure out.
Thank you.
We need a place to go where we know exactly. So, does it have a title, or it's up to us to share it?
It's
self-evident, I think. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I'll share the link, but if you.
Well, I mean, I'm sending you my playlist, and I think they're the date and my name.
Right.
So they would not be very helpful if someone was searching for that. But if we had a title for this playlist, are we calling it the Rehoboth Social Music Edition playlist?
So from now on, it will be the RSL. LP episode X, whatever the episode number is, and then, and then a little descriptor with it. So,
all right, yeah, because I actually enjoy these playlists. So,
yeah,
I got to go find it. All right. Well, listen. How are we doing? Are we good?
Yep, we're good. Let's wrap it.
Thank you, Dion. Thank you, Merry Trey. Christmas. Thank you, Jordan. Merry Christmas, everybody.
When are we coming back?
Merry Christmas to you, too.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's New Year's Eve. Are we going to take a two-week break? 3 week?
Well, yeah. What else am I going to do on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I mean, this is New Year's Eve morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with the 31st. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm fine with it. Same. But we know, but we're not going to do Christmas Eve.
No Christmas Eve. So.
No, let's not do Christmas Eve.
Yeah, let's not do that. Mm-hmm. All right, listen, everybody, I appreciate it. This is a lot of fun. Thank you for allowing me to be part of this. And have a great holiday. Have a great Christmas, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
We'll hear you in 2 weeks.
Enjoy the holidays, everybody.
Yep. 2 weeks. All right. Peace.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.